free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, March the 19th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to have a little bit of fun, maybe a little bit of graveyard humor here as the economy of the world is melting down. One of the articles that I'll be talking to you about is an epidemiologist. As a matter of fact, we've had several of them speak out and say, can we take a look at this math again? They got it wrong. We're listening to experts who have, we should point out that they have no arguments. They do have white clothes, though. They have the white jackets. And so we should bow down and worship everything that they do and never question it, right? Maybe this is why the schools are so intent on making sure that the kids can't do math, so we can have people who also can't do math give us answers as they wear white coats with long titles. But folks, one of the guys who was talking about this, he said, look, this is dangerous in the sense that you have a giant elephant and it gets frightened by a cat and it starts running around and jumps off the cliff. That's exactly where we are, folks. Here they are. There's the parade of white coats. We need to, maybe there's a lot of people who need to be taken off in white coats, the kind that have long sleeves that tie behind them. But the elephant in the room here is that analogy. And I'm afraid that President Trump is that elephant who has been panicked by a cat, by a mouse, and is jumping off the cliff. But I'm afraid he is also stomping the rest of us to death. That's the seriousness of this. So when we take a look at this, I think we really have hit the final stage of life on Earth. The Chicago Aquarium, the Shedd Aquarium, was forced to close. They have released the penguins. I think that's our new metaphor. Game over, man! Release the penguins! That's it. You know, just let them roam wild. There's nothing left to do. Everybody is afraid to get next to each other. They're afraid to shake hands and so forth. You gotta maintain that personal space. AP News is hammering you with that, right? AP, always pushing the narrative of the deep state of the government, whatever it is, you know, from style sheets and telling you what terms to use. You know, don't say illegal immigrants or we won't use your articles and we'll shut you down. Yeah, you know, that type of thing. Don't say pro-life. You are anti-abortion rights. Well, now AP is out there telling us about how this virus is redefining respecting personal space. No, it's AP and this Mockingbird Press. And they have pictures of people standing in a line and they are, you know, quite a bit apart. Again, my wife had to go to Costco. She wasn't buying toilet paper. She had to pick up some stuff. And she said they had people out there literally with a tape measure saying that you've got to maintain, I forget, 6 feet or whatever it is between people. Are you kidding me? I told her, I said, just leave if they're going to be that way. We know that this is all a hoax if Joe Biden doesn't die of COVID-19, because Joe Biden has never maintained any kind of personal space for anybody at any time. As a matter of fact, as we look at the fact that we have condom shortages that are now hitting, I think they're doing the social distancing wrong. Some of these people just don't understand. You might want to have a little bit more social distance than that, perhaps. I don't know. And also the shortage of sex toys now, because, you know, the sex toys don't mind being washed with bleach. We'll be right back. We'll take a look at the stock market crashes. We'll take a look, however, at a prescription for the kind of panic that has set in. And there is, as we look at the Mockingbird Press saying, this is not a bioweapon, this is not a bioweapon. They couldn't shout it any more loudly and frequently. And yet, it seems to be escalating things between the U.S. and China, pushing towards war. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, March the 19th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and let us not forget that God is still in control, even if all the politicians are running around like somebody cut off their heads. When we look at what is going on, as I said, you know, they released the penguins in the Chicago Aquarium. So I guess that's a sign that it is truly the end of the world. The penguins are running wild. And the environmentalists are very happy about this. They want to keep us locked down. They do. Look at this. You know, we have dolphins. You can see the dolphins swimming in Venice, which, by the way, you know, they were just telling us as all this stuff was breaking back in December. They said, look at this. Venice is flooded. It's the end of the world. Everything is melting down. And then within a month, and that was reported everywhere in the media, within a month, the flood had subsided and they had gone the other direction into a massive drought. We reported that here. We showed you the pictures of the gondolas setting there high and dry. There's one of them right there. But, of course, that was not talked about. There was no retraction about the end of the world being proven by Venice. And, of course, Venice is sinking on a steady rate as it goes anyway. But now things are back to a normal level, except the humans aren't doing anything. And so the water has cleaned up a little bit. They said, look at this. You can see the dolphins. You can see the fish and stuff. You can even see the black swans. I bet. Nevertheless, I bet those swans are black. When you look at what is happening with the kids, you see panicked stories on the BBC. Should you let your children play with other children? Well, of course not, because they'll call CPS on you if you do that, right? All these people who have hammered us for years. You homeschoolers, you just don't do enough socializing. And now they're saying, everybody run to your homes and go online for education and don't socialize with anybody. Now it's just the homeschoolers who are socializing. They're going out, as usual. Anyway, it is truly crazy. They have released the penguins. And you have this article from USA Today. Typical. Is online school illegal? No, it's not. As a matter of fact, it's a great way to learn. Homeschoolers have been doing it for a long time. And if you really are interested in learning, instead of the babysitting aspect of this, because understand, that's basically what the school institutions are. There's a difference between education and schooling. As a matter of fact, schooling makes it more difficult to educate. It makes it more time-consuming, and there's many other problems with it. But it's largely babysitting. That's why everybody freaks out when schools close. So it's largely the school institutional schools are mostly just babysitting. But there's a great deal of psychological behavioral conditioning involved in that as well. My wife, as I've said before, has a master's degree in education. It was required reading to get B.F. Skinner's Beyond Freedom and Dignity. And I saw the book and I said, it's about time they start pulling back on the conditioning in schools. I said, I think that really does reflect the kind of schooling that I went through. And of course, we didn't have metal detectors. We didn't have police officers roaming the halls and smashing people and arresting kids like they do today. We had just outside of Austin here, we had, there was a fight. And we had, this is a couple of years ago now, there was a fight between some students, and one student showed up, and he's trying to separate the kids. A big, fat security guard comes up, grabs the kid who was trying to stop the fight, and body slams him into the concrete floor. Put him in a permanent coma. Yeah, we didn't have that in our schools at the time. We were deprived back in the day of that kind of conditioning. But B.F. Skinner has always been about conditioning. And that has been a central thrust of the school systems, to condition your kids. It's not just babysitting. It is heavy-duty psychological behavioral conditioning, operant conditioning. And it's not what you might think. It's not really focused on negative conditioning. In other words, we think of it as like, oh, conditioning, they're going to punish me or hit me or shock me or something like that. No, no, no. That's negative. B.F. Skinner was actually very good in terms of training animals because he used positive operant conditioning, kind of like the TSA. If you show up to the TSA and you let them put their hands on you, you are rewarded to be allowed to continue with your journey that you've made all these plans and arrangements and reservations and spent all that money on. But if you choose not to do that, as we found a few years ago when they started rolling out their positive operant conditioning, then that was the end. You know, it wasn't, they didn't slam you on the ground, arrest you. They said, no, you just can't fly. But if you let us harass you, x-ray you, touch you, then you can fly. Positive. You immediately get a little treat, a pat on the head, and a reward to continue on your journey. And that is the really dangerous thing. And that's what we have to watch out for as we see all of these Marxist programs being put in by Republicans like President Trump. Universal basic income? Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. Unbelievable what is being suggested now. And just to get a little bit of a grip here, folks, the number is 22,000. It's kind of interesting because the 22,000 deaths. One of those comes from the U.S. and the other one comes from the U.K. Now, these are not people who died from COVID-19. We did not have 22,000 people die from COVID-19. Instead, the National Health System in the U.K. has about 22,000 people a year die from prescription medication. The number is much, much higher, I'm sure, there because it is much, much higher here in the United States. But that's what they will admit to. 22,300 deaths, according to a major report commissioned by the government. You know, if they stop treating people in the hospitals, and that's what they're doing because they're panicking. They say, well, no more cancer treatment, no more heart surgeries. We can't help you if you don't have anything but COVID-19. That's the only thing we're going to treat. Doesn't matter. Just COVID-19 is all we're going to do. Well, you know, based on the way they kill people with drugs, we might save 22,000 lives in the U.K., and that's about the number of people that died in a weekly, let's see, this is a report coming out of the CDC. They said that there are 36 million flu illnesses in the U.S., 370,000 hospitalizations, and they said that in terms of death toll, 22,000 people die from the flu, according to this weekly report, including 144 children. That's the normal flu, not COVID-19. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about what Ben Carson has to say. He said, look, we need to treat this like we would a normal. This is nothing unusual. We got some people who actually know what they're talking about. Of course, the Democrats always trash Ben Carson. Because he's a black conservative, he obviously doesn't know anything, according to them, right? Just because he's a black conservative. But he's actually talking sense. President Trump, you need to start listening to Dr. Ben Carson instead of these Obama plants, Fauci and Collins. Ask them why they didn't prescribe this kind of medication for the U.S. economy when we had the Ebola outbreak or the SARS outbreak or the bird flu outbreak or the swine flu outbreak. We were going to die from all of those, and yet they never proposed shutting down everything. And these same guys, Collins and Fauci, were in charge. Why don't you ask them why they didn't do that? And then why don't you talk to a real doctor like Dr. Ben Carson, who doesn't have another agenda? And you can say, yeah, you know, the Chinese are going back to work and saying everything is fine now. You know, they've gotten what they wanted out of their false flag. They put a shock through the economic system and they panicked the rest of the world and they got us to become like Xi's communist dictators.
We've all heard of the strike. It's a socialist and communist tactic, but sometimes populist movements have used the strike. You can have labor strikes. You can have people that also boycott and refuse to use a company or a service. And many times when the people actually get together and move in mass with a strike, it has a great effect, and some good things have come out of it. But now, we are seeing a globalist corporate strike by shutting down key institutions at key times, led by big tech over a month ago, to then set the precedent to shut down small companies and businesses across the world. But notice, the big globalist corporations and the big box stores, they are all exempt. This is more than just martial law training. This is the globalists trying to create a worldwide depression they can blame on Trump, and they even admit they're doing it. Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives, and they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. There can no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis. But it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, for your throat and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, you had AOC trying to panic everybody, saying, we're all going to die, we're all going to die. Because, you know, science. Pay attention to that parade of white coats out there. And do everything they say. Don't question it. You know, yesterday, as we reported here, and then again on the Alex Jones show, John Rappaport pointed out that Italy gave us their first numbers as to who's dying. He did it back on Monday. And now it's being reported by several different outlets. We had Breitbart pick it up. Italian study says most who died from the coronavirus had pre-existing conditions. You know, like being old. And a lot of other things that come with that. Like high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease. They said 76% had high blood pressure. 35% had diabetes. 33% had heart disease. 24% had atrial fibrillation. According to the Italy's National Health Authority. Now, there is one error that they made here in the Breitbart story that came out 3 days after Rappaport's. He got it right. He said the average age was 80.3 years. They put that the average age in Italy was 79.5. No, actually, it was 80.3. John included the actual report from Italy's National Health Authority in his article. You can see it at nomorefakenews.com. And again, when we look at this, more than 99% of Italy's coronavirus deaths have been to people who were previously ill or had some type of pre-existing medical condition, like I just mentioned, or, you know, old age is one of the key things. There were only two people, you know, and this is one of the things. Everybody is freaking out now more about Italy than they are about China. Thousands of people have died. Well, all but two. All but two. And this is a report that came out on Friday. John Rappaport picked up on it immediately. So this is current information. This is not information that is old, information that happened before things got out of hand. No, it came out on Friday. They said everybody had been shown to have old age and pre-existing conditions, essentially. Except for two people, and they said they were still investigating them. They still weren't sure about those two, but they were sure about everybody else. Now, that's the reality. Here, the CDC is saying that 80% of the coronavirus deaths are people who are 65 and older. And I just gave you the statistics yesterday for the CDC talking about deaths by age bracket. They used to do it by decade. They stopped doing that in 2007, I think because the baby boomers were coming along and they didn't want to freak people out. Perhaps that's why. I don't know. But the last year that we have data for it, if you look at it, they broke it down. People between the ages of 65 and 75, from 75 to 85, and then 85 and up. And if you look at the number of people that we expect to die per day, it was 4,800. For people over 65. As a matter of fact, if you look at it over a month period, because the CDC has just released this data for 1 month, February the 12th through March the 16th, they said 34% of the deaths were reported among adults aged 85 or older. 34% over 85. 46% of deaths were reported amongst those aged between 65 and 84. So you total those up, that's 80%. 80% of the deaths are 65 or older. And we would expect, now we've had about 100 people die, right? It's a little bit more than that now. It's about 150, I think. But still, let's just go with about 100, which that's where the data was last week. And if you say that we had 100, if you say we had 100 people die back in 2007, we would have expected the people over 65 to have 146,000 of them die per month on average. You know, we had annual data. And so we'd expect 146,000 of those 65 and older to die per month. If you up that by 10%, and I think that's a reasonable thing to do, it's probably even a conservative number because we've had our population increase by 9%. Our population is older than it was in 2007. So let's just increase the number by 10%. We get up to about 160,000. So the question is, if we had 100 people or even 150 people die, but let's just say 100 because it's a round number. If we had 100 people die from coronavirus in that age group, 65 and up, what did the other 159,900 people die of? But shut down the economy by all means. And when we look at Iran, we have good news there. Hope for all of us who are 65 and older. 103-year-old Iranian woman survives the coronavirus. And this is the second elderly patient that they've had in Iran who has survived the coronavirus. The other was a 91-year-old man from the southeast of Iran. Maybe it's the U.S. sanctions and their hard life that's helping these people to get rugged. Can't import Twinkies from the U.S. So it's kind of helped them, maybe, help their health. But let's get serious about the science here and the math. Most of those infected won't even know it, says an Israeli virologist. And he says, we have to calm the unnecessary panic over this exaggerated coronavirus. Dr. Jihad Bashara. Appropriate, because we've now had a jihad against the economy here haven't we? He said, reminded us that the number of estimated deaths from the flu this year from the CDC is 22,000. He is the director of infectious disease at a hospital in Israel. He said this week, most people will recover from the coronavirus without even knowing that they were sick. I've been in this business for 30 years. I've been through MERS, SARS, Ebola, the first Gulf War, and the second Gulf War. And I don't recall anything like this. There's unnecessary, exaggerated panic, and we have to calm people down. Even if I have to scream about it. Calm down. Stop yelling fire, President Trump. Because it ultimately goes to you. People are thinking that there's a kind of virus that's in the air is going to attack every one of us. And whoever is attacked is going to die. That's not the way it is at all, says this virologist who's been doing this for 30 years. It's not in the air. Not everyone who is infected dies. Most of them will get better. They won't even know they were sick or they'll have a bit of mucus. He says here in Israel and around the world, everybody is whipping everybody else up into a panic. The leaders, the media, and the wider public, who then in turn start to stress out the leaders. You know, like Bernie, he just said, I'm trying to deal with an effing global crisis here. Don't talk to me about losing the election. I think he was really stressed out about losing the election. Nevertheless, these guys like him who take on this idea that they have to control everything for everybody. You know, Bernie wanted to take over the entire energy power grid. Just like a Marxist. And now you've got these other Marxists like de Blasio and others. We need to nationalize all the critical industries. Well, you know what? They will be in critical condition if we have people like Bernie and de Blasio running them. Let's not do that. As this virologist points out, he says, we have entered some kind of a vicious cycle. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at the business cycle, the vicious business cycle that we have now set off with this panic in Washington. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than the last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities, until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers. And of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this, so remember who your enemies are. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite, despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in. We have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. It's a beautiful world outside, but inside the halls of government, inside the corridors of the mega corporations and tyrannical regimes like China, and the Communist Party that runs it, there is a raw desire for power and control over people. And now we learn from an MIT tipster. We even got the documents and were able to search them and then discover that it was accurate information, actually in the public domain, that Bill and Melinda Gates are preparing an embedded digital tattoo under your skin to show that you're not infected with coronavirus so you can travel and buy and sell. The Mark of the Beast, 666, is here. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Yes, we're waiting for the stock market to open up, and it tumbled a bit more yesterday. It is now down below 19,000, the Dow. That's down more than 10,000 points from its high. And what is happening is the only thing that is not down drastically by any, the only financial metric that's not drastically down is the dollar. And the dollar is going really, really high. And everybody is taking their money out of every other kind of investment, any kind of stock, any kind of commodity, and they're pouring it into the dollar, even taking it out of gold, which is surprising. As Reuters reports, the dollar surged on Thursday as an extraordinary steps by central banks across the world to cope with the coronavirus-induced financial rout had mixed success. The dollar gained against the British pound to its highest since 1985. As investors rushed to secure liquidity. I remember that well. My wife and I went to
London to the UK in 1985. We'd been there in 1980. poor students who had just graduated and were just starting to work on our honeymoon. And we were as poor as church mice. We basically survived on the fumes from bakeries that we walked by. The clothes were literally hanging off of us when we came back. I couldn't afford anything. Could barely afford to eat, seriously. And then we went back after we'd been working, you know, for 4 or 5 years, and the dollar was super strong. And a part of that, a large part of that, wasn't just the fact that we were, you know, poor college students who hadn't started work yet. But it was because the dollar being extremely weak. But after Reagan was in office, we replaced Carter with Reagan, and we had tax cuts, and the economy started really kicking along there. And so we were able to go back and live like kings in 1985. It was pretty interesting contrast, a couple of years there. It makes a big difference. And where it's now down to those levels. It'd be a good time, Karen, for us to go back. We can't. They shut the entire economy down there and here and, of course, the airline travel. Global markets continue their free fall as the U.S. Fed rolls out the third emergency program in 2 days. those first two emergency programs didn't work. So we got another one that's coming up here. That's right. Dow future losses have accelerated. We're waiting to see what's going to happen with the market as it comes out. Plunging over 1,000 points and hitting the limit down stop as they were expecting this to open. So we'll wait and see what happens. Now, yesterday, I just put out a tweet and left it there for a while. President Trump said in uppercase, if people are not allowed to work, you cannot stimulate the economy using quantitative easing toilet paper from the Federal Reserve. You can't do it with a phony universal basic income stimulus that was dreamed up by a lot of neo-Marxists like AOC and Andrew Yang and others. They didn't invent it. They were the ones who were promoting it. They were the marketing agents for this scheme that was set up by the global elitists who are now behind this entire global meltdown. And you're falling into a trap, President Trump. You've got to stop mandating a Great Depression. If you don't do it for the United States, you ought to do it for your own selfish reasons, because you're not going to get reelected if you mandate a depression. And I had somebody comment on that, said, well, what is he mandating? How is he mandating a depression? And it's like, well, he's not telling everybody you must shut down, but he's going out there. Even when Fauci, I look at Fauci and I have to tell President Trump, does Fauci bear any resemblance to Peter Strzok? You remember how Peter Strzok was, that expression that he had when he was giving a testimony? Ever seen Fauci on some of these interviews where he's got that look and he holds his hands like this and everything? I mean, this is what bureaucrats do. You might notice a resemblance in this. Yeah, that's the way Fauci looked too, and the way Peter Strzok did. You might have noticed this appeal to authority. I'm a doctor type of thing. It's kind of what Vindman did in the second attempt to take you out. You know, it was Strzok in the first attempt. You had Vindman in the second attempt with his Lieutenant Colonel Vindman to you as he showed up in uniform. And now we've got Dr. Fauci. Do you see a pattern here, President Trump? The third coup here. When you talk about, is this a mandate to shut down the economy? Well, yes, I think it is. You know, President Trump did not enact any of these red flag gun laws, but he was the one who kicked it off. He said, we have to, take the gun and do the due process later. And the Democrats are more than happy to hold him up on that promise there. Right now, the market's down about 2.5% as it opened up. We'll see what happens with it. But they were more than happy to take him up on the red flag gun laws. And they are more than happy to take him up on the, we got to shut everything down. You know, Fauci was saying, we got to go down to no more than 50 people together at any given time. President Trump says, no, 10. I'm going to show these people that they've been criticizing me on Stephen Colbert, and I just can't take it any longer. So I'm going to go even further down than Fauci did. I'm going to say no more than 10 people. Now, that's not an executive order that has any force in it. But, of course, all these state governors and mayors and everybody else, some Republicans and Democrats, are now doing it because it has created a kind of self-enforcing, panic. You know, it's just a panic that's going around the political class, even from people who should know better. And it's contagious. They're all yelling fire in a crowded theater. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. It's not a mandate, but this is the way they've been operating since September 11th. Remember, they started rolling out the plans for medical martial law. They put together their recommendations just before September 11th, and then just after September 11th, they put together an agenda. Now, this is not a law that was passed. They didn't amend the Constitution to give the federal government the power to enact martial law and quarantines and force people to take vaccinations. But what they did was they created a legislative agenda of medical health emergency powers. And they suggested this to the various states. I talked about this days ago. And the various states were more than happy to give themselves that kind of a power to write it into law. And it's been sitting there for 20 years. And so I can imagine if you come back and you say, we're going to talk about martial law coming up here, but if you come back and say, what in the world are you doing forcing me to have a vaccine? Well, we gave ourselves that power 20 years ago and you never said anything about it. It's kind of like, you know, when your neighbor takes his fence and moves it onto your property and you don't say anything about it for 20 years and you come back and say, you put that fence over on my property. Well, it was there for 20 years and you didn't say anything about it. So I think that's now my property. That's the way these people think. That's the way they operate. Whether or not you agree with that principle or not, that truly is what is going on. Now, there's an article on Zero Hedge from Strategic Culture Foundation, standing at the precipice of a financial collapse. It says it's time for a 21st century PCORA commission. And we'll talk about what that was. It was a commission that came in as the stock market was crashing to try to do something about it. But as he points out, and this is very true, the smell of hyperinflation is looming in the air, as much today as it did in Germany during the opening months of 1922. This week, markets were propped up by a record-breaking offering of $1.5 trillion in liquidity injections over the coming months, adding to the already $9 trillion injected in the past 6 months. So now we're over $10.5 trillion that the Fed has put into the market. That's the real toilet paper crisis, folks. And President Trump, the Fed has created this crisis. This is something that was baked in already before we had this needle, this hypodermic needle of the coronavirus. And by letting the Fed do even more of this, you're not going to paper your way out of this crisis. They are not the solution. As Reagan said, the government is not the solution. The government is a problem. And President Trump, the Fed is the biggest problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com. The talking points are all the same. Everything is choreographed by the Western media and every authoritarian regime on the planet that lusts after power and control. Their globalist system has been challenged. Humanity has awoken to them. And so they use the man-made virus to create scenes out of a science fiction dystopia novel to scare the population into submission. And then they launch their global corporate strike against the Western world and against the average person and the average saver, the average homeowner, the average small business owner. That's why the big mega corporations are exempt, and they all get to stay open. The mom and pops all have to close, according to them. It's a corporate strike against we the people. It's a corporate strike. The Wuhan virus and the whole operation is a globalist corporate strike against the nation, state, and individuals.
There can no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis. But it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people. Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com. For X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, the market is down just under 3%. It's been hovering there for about the last 20 minutes or so. So it's not a panic situation, but not good news either. And as I was just saying, this article on Zero Hedge basically saying, well, we have to have another PCORA commission. They were right about the fact that we have seen the Federal Reserve dump $10.5 trillion with a T, $10.5 trillion into quantitative easing paper, for the repo market and so forth, over the past 6 months. And I've talked about this as it happened. You know, it was like $70 billion one day, then they jump it up to $100 billion. I said, "Oh, wait a minute, this is happening almost every day, every couple of days." And it started getting bigger and bigger. When it got to $100 billion, I said, that's about the size of the gross domestic product of Puerto Rico for a year. They just dumped that in a day into a repo market. I don't even know what a repo market is. You probably don't either. But these are hedge fund investors that they're bailing out. And then it got worse. They dumped in $500 billion. And I said, whoa, that's equivalent to the gross domestic product of Switzerland for an entire year. And they just dumped that amount of money into the repo market. And they did it again this last week. Another $500 billion in the repo market. They're doing all kinds of quantitative easing. They're lowering the interest rates to zero. As the Mises.org points out, the Federal Reserve has sufficient tools already to wreck the economy. And they're doing it. And when we look at what's happening with the stock market, This is something that was baked in by the Fed's actions. And now the helicopter money has now been adopted by central banks everywhere. And as another article on Zero Hedge points out, it's going to create an inescapable negative feedback loop. This is the problem. President Trump needs to get back control of himself and the narrative before we can't pull out of this. You know, there is a certain point of no return when you got a crashing plane or a crashing economy. And President Trump, if you don't want to go down in history as another President Hoover, because that's the way the press is going to paint you, they're already blaming you for all of this. You cannot appease them, President Trump. No matter what you do, as soon as you do what they say, or you even go further, you know, when Fauci says no more than 50 people, you say 10. That's not enough. You've already got people saying you need to be indicted for murder. You need to get a hold of this insanity. You don't need to pander to it. You need to be a Churchill, not a Neville Chamberlain. You cannot appease these people. It's insanity. They're trying to burn the world down. And quite frankly, here's the disaster here. In this article where he's talking about the Pecora Commission, oh, this guy, he's so great. He only took a salary of $250. And he came up with all these different things, and he came up with some good regulatory issues, the Glass-Steagall Act, which said if you're going to speculate on stocks, if we're going to insure you with the FDIC, they created the FDIC to help create confidence to insure deposits, said, well, if we're going to give you deposit insurance and we're going to give you other goodies that are part of being a part of the fractional reserve banking system, we'll leave that on the table here for a moment and not talk about whether that should even exist. Nevertheless, if you're going to be a partner in the fractional banking system and you're going to get deposit insurance and so forth, we're going to say that you can't speculate and gamble. And so they prohibited that until Bill Clinton took it off. Bill Clinton, who also set off the wave of mergers of banks, creating the too big to fail dirty half dozen. So you look at this and you say, okay, well, these things came out. There were some good regulations, some good things that came out of the Pecora Commission. However, that did not get us out of the depression. I gave you the unemployment figures yesterday. You know, 1929, you know, the stock market crash happens at the end of the year. Unemployment was only about 3%. And then it immediately, after the stock market crash, it jumped up to like 8%, 9%. And then the next year, it was up around 16%, and it hovered between 16 and 21%, peaking at 25% one year, and did not come out of it until we entered the war, entered World War II, all the way through the 1930s. It was none of this stuff from the New Deal, none of this stuff that FDR did, not the TVA, not the Hoover Dam, not the Grand Coulee Dam, none of this damn New Deal stuff. All these public works projects. That didn't get us out of the Depression. It was the war that got us out of the Depression. And you better worry that that's coming up next between the U.S. and China as the rhetoric is heating up. Finger pointing about bioweapons and who started it. Is it the Chinese flu? Is it the Wu flu? who did the flu? That's heating up as well. It was the war that got us out of the Depression. But the problem is that now instead of a Green New Deal, we're now enacting all of the wish list of the Marxists, the neo-Marxists like AOC and Bernie Sanders. We're now doing all of that for a Corona New Deal. A Corona New Deal. So we don't have a Green New Deal. We got the Flu New Deal. And that's what we have to worry about, seeing government as our savior. We're going to be talking about some things to talk people down from this panic. One of the key things is to understand that as the Israeli virologist was saying, he says this virus does not appear to be too intelligent, and neither do our politicians, unfortunately. Unlike the flu, he said, the flu is very intelligent. It changes, it adapts, it infects people via their airway passages. Yeah, the problem is we've got We got politicians who are not too intelligent, but we got the people who are manipulating public opinion, manipulating the politicians, manipulating the markets. They are very intelligent. And they're going right down their plan. And they're conditioning us to have everything locked down and in place by 2030. Bashar went on to say that some of the harsh steps that have already been taken in Israel, they've closed their borders, they've limited gatherings to no more than 10 people, they've closed all educational facilities, they've shut down malls, they've shut down restaurants, they've shut down places of entertainment and culture. He said these are motivated by the leaders' acknowledged awareness that the Israeli health system will buckle under any further strain. And then referring to Italy's national lockdown, he said that quarantine is an effective precaution, but their temperate use, he said, you can shut down the whole country, but there are other means to do this. As a matter of fact, we have a Stanford professor coming out and saying the coronavirus may be less deadly than we think and too mild to justify these aggressive countermeasures. So that was a virologist from Israel. This is a respected epidemiologist at Stanford University, and his specialty is metascience. In other words, he debunks BS on shoddy medical research, and he basically takes a look at the numbers. He says this isn't to say that the coronavirus is shoddy, but the point is to look at the statistics that we're being fed by the CDC, by the World Health Organization, say those are shoddy, and we don't know. And now that we see the information coming out of Italy, the fact that more than 99% of the people there had a lot of other conditions, that the average age of the person who died was 80.3 years, we start to see that this is not the novel virus that we have been told it is. And we're going to take a deeper look at the numbers behind this phony, pandemic panic that has been created by bureaucrats and Democrats. Bureaucrats of the CDC, bureaucrats of the NIH, who never did this with any other, epidemics out there. We're going to take a look at that when we come back after the break. Before we go to break, folks, I just want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the things we're going to be talking about, one of the big risks is a shortage in medication. And not only medication, but a shortage even in supplements, we have already run out of food, but we still have our supplements, but I don't know how much longer we're going to have them. Right now, we even have a few of them still on sale. We have vitamin mineral fusion drink mix, all the essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that you need in a very easy to take drink mix. That is now 40% off vitamin mineral fusion drink mix. We have Ultra 12. Our liquid vitamin B12 formula, also 40% off. You can get the two of them together, 50% off. DNA Force is now 40% off on a single bottle, 50% off if you get multiples. We have Bod Ease, which is a top-notch turmeric formula that helps to fight inflammation, and it boosts your immune system with many other things. InfoWars.
It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago, the ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city, and we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high-quality water filtration, and they need high-quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and, of course, our high-quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil and, of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%.
The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, I just gave you the comments of an Israeli virologist who said, look, we need to deal with this, but let's not panic about this. We've never panicked before. He said, I've been through SARS, MERS, the swine flu, Gulf War One, Gulf War Two here in Israel. We've never panicked like this before, and it is unwarranted. I've been here for 30 years as a chief of a chief virologist at a institution there in Israel. And now I want to talk about this epidemiologist out of Stanford University. He goes in some of the math of this because that's what he does. He looks at models, math models, that are produced, computer models that are produced by people. He questions their assumptions, which is basically what you should be doing, right? Science is not whatever the men in the white coats pronounce it to be. Science is skepticism. All advances in science are accompanied by skepticism of what the established conventional wisdom is. And if we don't question that, if we don't have any skepticism, we're going to be taken back into the dark ages by our politicians, and we better start shouting about this right now. So here's what he has to say. He said, what if there are a ton more people walking around with asymptomatic COVID-19 than we realize? If there are, then the death rate is far lower than we're estimating. That's the point I've been making for days. If you've got a lot of people that are untested and asymptomatic, then that means that you've got a much bigger denominator. And that means that you have you don't have the death rate that is alarming everybody so much. And we saw on Friday that China, for the very first time, said, well, now we are going to count the mild cases. And so they had a big upshoot in the number of reported COVID cases because they started putting into their official database the mild cases. And what did you see done with that? Did you see the press here in the West say, look at this. The death rate's not nearly as high as we thought it was before. No, no, no. What they said was, look at how many more people got it in China. Because the statistician said so. So he says, if in fact this virus is less deadly than the flu, do we actually want a coast-to-coast shutdown to contain it? Says the Stanford epidemiologist. And now here's where he gets into the data. He says, projecting the Diamond Princess mortality rate onto the age structure of the U.S. population, the death rate among people infected with COVID-19 would be 0.125%. And so understand that. The Diamond Princess was really kind of a worst-case scenario, wasn't it? It was not so much a quarantine as it was an incubator, I said at the time. And you had a guy who was there they were parked off the coast of Yokohama, I think it was. And you had infectious disease expert. He said, look, I've been at the Ebola outbreak in Africa. I've been all these other places. I've never been more afraid in my life because he said what they were doing here made absolutely no sense. There was no containment about anything. There were no sanitary measures being done at all. And so everybody was getting sick on that cruise ship. And yet there, he said, if you project that mortality rate there, it would be 0.125%. He said the real death rate could stretch from 5 times lower to 5 times higher. It's also possible that some of the passengers who are infected might die later and that tourists might have different frequencies of chronic diseases. That is a risk factor for worse outcomes of the SARS-CoV-2 infection than the general population. In other words, when you're traveling, and I've pointed out this before, you are more susceptible to getting sick. So when you look at all this, he said, adding these together, I would assume that the fatality ratio for the general U.S. population would vary between 0.05% to 1%. But that's not where it stops. We'll have more on that when we come back. Stay with us. This is important. This is important. Don't panic. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Right?
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're just talking about the Stanford epidemiologist, and he says, let's take a look at the numbers that are being used for these dire projections coming out of the deep state bureaucrats who are trying to overthrow the Trump administration. That's basically what's going on here, folks. The CDC, the NIH, these people who were put in by Obama. Obama administration said, we're going to give them the power at the CDC. We're just going to say they've got it to do massive quarantine and so forth. Well, again, that's an executive order. President Trump could undo it. Instead, he is listening and taking orders from them. And so this epidemiologist at Stanford University goes through, he looks at the death rate on the Diamond Princess, that disaster cruise, and it really was a disaster in terms of trying to control the disease. And he said, let's project that on the general population. And then let's assume that it could be anywhere from five times lower to five times higher. But also remember that when people are traveling as tourists, that ups their susceptibility to disease. And so he says, so we could have a range anywhere from 0.05% to 1%. It could be 0.05% up to 1%. He goes, that's a big range. That huge range markedly affects how severe the pandemic is and what should be done. A population-wide case fatality rate of 0.05% is lower than the seasonal flu. Locking down the world with potentially tremendous social and financial consequences may be totally irrational. I agree with him. I would take out the maybe. It is totally irrational. Folks, this is your Hitchhiker's Guide to the Coronavirus. And here's the bottom line. Don't panic. Don't panic. The government wants to throw cash at you. Just say so long and thanks for all the fish, but we're going to go back to work. We've got to shut down the government if the government is going to shut us down before they destroy our country, our culture, and everything else we have. And then he goes on to say this in terms of irrationality. It's like an elephant being attacked by a house cat. Frustrated and trying to avoid the cat, the elephant accidentally jumps off a cliff and dies. With the elephant in that room, the elephant in that analogy be President Trump. And as I said before at the top of the hour, I think that is the analogy. And the problem is that President Trump is not only going to be panicked into jumping off, he is being panicked already into jumping off the cliff, but he is stomping our economy crushing it to nothing. And they're going to hang this greater depression around his neck. They're not going to care that the Federal Reserve had already created the biggest financial bubble during the Obama administration. You know, Obama said, oh yeah, we did a great job of getting out of that, that crash that the Federal Reserve created. And what they did was they handed over the reins to the Federal Reserve, and they did it in a much bigger way. And so that has been baked into the stock market. People were wondering, you know, what the pin was going to be to burst that bubble, and then we got it. He goes on to say, if we assume that case fatality rate among individuals infected by SARS-CoV-2 is 0.3% in the general population, and that would be a mid-range guess from analyzing the data at the Diamond Princess cruise ship, he said, and that 1% of the U.S. population gets infected, that would be about 3.3 million people. This would translate to about 10,000 deaths. Now, that sounds like a huge number, but it's buried in the noise within the estimate of deaths from flu-like illnesses, because we just had the CDC release their figures and said 22,000 people of regular flu have died. That's their estimate. And so he's saying 10,000. He said, if we'd not known that there was a new virus out there, if they hadn't told us, have you seen it? Have you looked at it in the microscope? The number of total deaths due to influenza-like illness would not even seem unusual this year. That's what the Stanford epidemiologist says. Now, let's look at how a controversial Ethiopian politician has panicked the world into a greater depression. This is the guy who is director general of the WHO, not the group, the World Health Organization. He claimed in a press conference in early March that the fatality rate for the coronavirus was many multiples of that of the fatality rate of the common flu. And we're going to take a look at his numbers and the lies and false assumptions as part of that, because it's basically a math error is what Gateway Pundit points out. But I don't think it was a math error. I think he just lied using statistics. You know, Mark Twain warned us about that. He said there's lies, damn lies, and then there's statistics. And then there's statistics from damn politicians like this Ethiopian politician running the WHO. Let's play the clip, video clip number 4.
The second major difference is that COVID-19 causes more severe disease than seasonal influenza. While many people globally have built up immunity to seasonal flu strains, COVID-19 is a new virus to which no one has immunity. That means more people are susceptible
to infection.
There's
always a new flu every year.
And some will suffer severe disease. Globally, about 3.4% of reported COVID-19 cases have died. By comparison, seasonal flu generally kills far fewer than 1% of those infected.
Again, this is the seminal lie that has been repeated over and over again by health officials, by the media, and so forth, that 3.4% of reported COVID-19 cases have died. By comparison, seasonal flu generally kills far fewer than 1% of those infected. This is the basis of the panic worldwide from this Ethiopian politician. Now, Gateway Pundit went through and said, let's take a look at the data, you know, from the CDC. And from that they put out as of March 18th, 2020. Now, if we look at the seasonal flu, we see they say the number of deaths, 22,000, as I reported earlier. The number of confirmed cases through testing, 222,552. And so the death rate per confirmed case would be class. That's right. Get out your calculators. 22,000. Versus 222,000 is 10%, right? Now, that's the real death rate. When you take the number of deaths and you look at the number of confirmed cases. However, how did they get that 0.1%? Well, quite frankly, it's not bad math. It's just bad lies. Because what they do is they say, well, we've got a number of estimated cases of 36 million. And then we have, again, when we got the regular flu, they say, well, we estimated, we have estimated cases of 36 million. And then we have people tested were actually a million. So out of a million people that were tested, we had, 22,000 who died. But they look at the number of estimated cases. That's how they get this much lower than 1%, 0.1%. Now, if we go back and we look at the coronavirus in the U.S., 116 deaths, and this is, again, as of March the 18th, number of confirmed cases, 7,300. That means the death rate per confirmed case is 1.6%. Now, they don't have a death rate per estimated case. See, that's what the 0.1% that they're putting out there. That is the death rate per estimated cases. And so what they're doing is they're comparing the death rate per estimated cases for a regular flu to the actual death rate per confirmed case for the coronavirus. And when they do that, they get 1.6% from the coronavirus in the U.S. versus 0.1% because they're comparing confirmed to estimated. But if they compare confirmed to confirmed in the United States, the confirmed death rate per regular flu is 10%. The confirmed death rate for coronavirus is 1.6%, one-tenth, or one-fifth, if you want to put it that way, maybe somewhere between there. If you look at it for the coronavirus, it is 4% death rate per confirmed cases, which is still less than the confirmed cases for regular flu. But they will always compare it to the number of estimated cases. They will take their confirmed cases and compare it to the estimated cases. And I differ with the Gateway Pundit. It's not bad math. It's an outright lie.
It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany and the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening in your face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down. And then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum.
InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on. Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com. For X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now.
InfoWars has most of our high-quality supplements in stock in our warehouse, ready to ship to you within days of your order. Don't go to the stores and battle zombies over toilet paper and things that don't matter. Get things that you and your family need. I'll tell you how I'm boosting my defense. DNA Force Plus is incredible with PQQ, CoQ10. Look into that for yourself. And we have all the high-quality silver products as well in stock, but for a limited time. And then we've got the ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies. Look into what that does with 95% curcuminoid, and the list goes on and on. VasoBeats, back in stock. Oh, and by the way, we haven't raised prices to retail during this crisis. We've kept it all at 40% off until it sells out. Check out all these bestsellers and prepare yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, it's Christmas in April. It's coming up. You're not going to have to send in your taxes to the IRS. They're going to send you a check. Not one, but two. And you got people who are putting their Christmas lights back on as a sign of hope. They still had those candles in the window and on the spinet, and they have now plugged them back in again just to give you some artificial stimulus. So that's going to be about as effective. If you got no job, if you've been forced into unemployment, turning on the Christmas lights is going to be about as effective as the Federal Reserve, making you feel better, or the stimulus package, or the universal basic income package that President Trump has now bought into. It's a bunch of phony nonsense, folks. Yeah, but it is Christmas time, isn't it? As Reason Magazine pointed out, this is an epidemic big enough to accommodate everybody's wish list, especially when you see government as Santa Claus, handing out checks, creating new massive sweeping programs, another fresh take on the welfare state. We have a virus new deal, a corona new deal. It was interesting to see, President Trump, you're losing the rationality argument to even Joe Biden. This is how bad this is. Senile Joe Biden with dementia said when Bernie Sanders started poking this as evidence that we needed to have Medicare for all, Joe Biden said, well, Italy, the hardest hit country in Europe, has a single payer system there, and quote, it doesn't work there. That's the big part of the problem. Government controlled health care and rationing, and it hasn't worked there for a very long time. I'm not going to go on the story again about my wife's cousin's grandmother in Italy who died from a broken leg. Yeah, the long waiting time, gangrene set in. It has nothing to do with Medicare for all, said Biden. He said that would not solve the problem at all. Now, you're not going to get Bernie Sanders Medicare for all, but, you know, they're trying to do the best they can. Free testing for everybody. How's that? And there'll be more. There's more money on the way for everybody as well. First, President Trump said, we'll send out $1,000. And Bernie said, well, if you elected me, I would give you $2,000. And we've got an auction going on here. As H.L. Mencken said, an auction is nothing but an advanced auction of stolen goods. And that's what they're doing. So, President Trump then matched that offer. I'll do 2000. We got it. And, this is basically jumping into the idea of universal basic income that's been endorsed by AOC. President Trump is now only occasionally using his cortex as well. And Andrew Yang, who always tells us it's the math. Well, I just went through the math of the coronavirus. And we can go through the math of minimum wages. We can go through the math of the welfare state. We can go through the math of the Indian reservation system, because that's what UN 2030 agenda is. We've already done it in this country. First, they killed as many Indians as they could. Sheridan, after he was finished destroying the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia, one of the best agricultural areas in the country, said, by the time I'm finished with it, a crow won't be able to fly from one end to the other without carrying his provisions with him. And he did his best to make that happen. And then after these altruistic humanitarians like Sheridan got finished in the South, then they went out to take care of the Indians. And it was Sheridan who famously said, the only good Indian is a dead Indian. And the ones that they didn't kill, they put into reservations. They took their kids and shipped them off to schools away from their parents so they could put them in a different culture so they could change the way that they thought. And then they told people, you're not going to be able to be self-sufficient. We're not going to let you hunt. We're not going to let you fish. We're not going to let you have businesses. We're going to keep you locked up here in the reservation, but don't worry, we'll give you a check. We've seen what welfare did to poor communities and cities, typically urban black communities. And that's happened more recently. And that is what they want to do with Agenda 2030 from the UN globally. And that's President Trump is leading us right down that path. Whether he's doing it willingly or out of ignorance, it doesn't really matter to me. I don't really care. Q or no Q, I don't care. People say, you're not trusting the plan. It's like, I have a plan I trust. It's called the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. That's the plan I trust. And I trust leaders who have the integrity to be transparent, who can actually lead instead of being pushed around from behind by career bureaucrats. It's time to lead, President Trump. We've got Republicans, on the other hand, not embracing the welfare state, but embracing the warfare state. We've got Tom Cotton promising to, quote, hold accountable those who inflicted COVID-19 on the world. China will pay for this, right? And that's what the other part of this we see escalating. It's happening very fast. When you go back and you look at the 1929 stock market crash and the fact that it took a couple of years for them to get unemployment rates that were 16 to 21%, one year that went up to 25%. Understand that even though Steve Mnuchin says, oh, we might get to 20% unemployment, you've already got 20% unemployment with families. You've already got that. It's going to go above 50%. We've never seen anything like this in this country. And that's why these people have been proposing UBI, because they know that people are going to be upset when half of us lose our jobs. And they're going to be looking for somebody with a rope and the pitchforks and the torches. And that's why Bloomberg said, we got to come up with a way. We need universal basic. We got to find a way. Those farmers and the agrarian society and then the industrial revolution. Yeah, that's all done. Now we're working for ways to put them out of jobs. And we got to figure out how we're going to control them so they don't bring out the, quote, guillotines. That's what he said. Nobody talked about that because they don't want you to understand that their plan, if you knew about it, you would want to put them in a guillotine. And that's what Bloomberg understands. That's what all these people understand. And to keep that from happening, they'll do anything, including starting a war with China. China will do that as well. So President Trump has now signed the coronavirus aid package, another Christmas present to us all. Paid sick leave and free testing, except you put it on the plastic credit card. To be paid off by you. And he's sending a big part of the bill. This is the thing that's really shameful about this crony capitalist bill. As President Trump is demanding that everybody with, you know, if it's not essential business, you know, like a big box retailer, those are good. You go there to get your drugs. You go there to get your food. But all these mom and pop stores, we're going to shut them down and we're going to put mandates on them. We will allow people to have more than 500 employees. They'll get a pass on all this stuff. But don't go anywhere where you got more than 10 people. But if you got more than 500 employees, hey, that's good. That's good. They call it the Families First Corona Response Act. I think they could do better than that. Come on, guys. You know, you got the Patriot Act. Why don't you just call it the Fear Act? We have fast epidemic action response. How about that? Fear. Fast epidemic action. I like that. I could help these guys if they'd let me. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than the last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities, until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers. And of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this, so remember who your enemies are. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about, because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, another day, another $1 trillion pumped into an obscure market or promised to be given out to Americans. But of course, They're not going to give that $1 trillion, say Senate Republicans, to people that make above $75,000. Again, you know, mom and pop stores that are going to be forced to close. You know, Obama, AOC said, you didn't build that. The government built that. Well, I'm waiting for the mom and pops to grab their pitchforks and their torches and say, I didn't close my business. You did. You're the one who put me out of business. These are the people who could get something done. And what we need done right now is to flush out this parasitic federal government and a lot of state officials as well. From governors down to various mayors and so forth, using this, this panic. I'm sorry, if you honestly think that you're helping people, you're a damn fool, and you need to be taken out of office. I'm not voting for anybody that does this. I may not be voting. I may not have any candidates on there. Maybe we can get together while we are shut down, and we can start committees of correspondence on email, and we can do some write-in campaigns or something, because I'm not going to be voting for Republicans that do this kind of stuff. Not doing it. Not doing it. We don't need any more fools in Washington. We got enough Democrats. And if we've got Democrats there, at least the Republicans wouldn't be giving them a pass. And President Trump, this isn't going to work out for you, because more than 65% of Republicans don't believe that this is a pandemic. They understand the math. They understand how they're being lied to. You've got the CDC and WHO officials that are out there comparing actual numbers to estimated numbers. They get the flu death rate here in the United States. They artificially depress it down to 1/100th of what it is. The reality, if you look at the number of flu deaths that we have by the CDC's own numbers versus the actual number of cases that they have, you've got a 10% death rate. And yet they play games. They say, well, we estimate that the number of cases are much higher. And so we bring the fatality rate down to 0.1%. Now, on the other hand, they don't test people for the coronavirus, and so they estimate that the death rate is sky high. Oh, I think it's probably 3.5%, 4%, 10%. Who knows? Because we haven't been testing anybody, right? But even when you look at honest figures, it's a 1.6% death rate. The number of cases that they have tested and the number of people who have died, 1.6%, and yet they will compare it to an estimated death rate of 0.1%, which is 100 times smaller than the actual measured death rate. So they compare a measured death rate to an estimated one that they estimate down by a factor of 100, two orders of magnitude. This is absolutely insane. Yeah, I think we ought to rename this the Fast Epidemic Action Response. Fear. That's exactly what they're doing. The Fear Act. We could do that. I mean, they had a different name for the Dark Act. I forget what that was. But we all called it the Dark Act because they said you're not going to be allowed to tell people on your label whether or not you have GMO food. Right? We're going to darken that. We're going to make that go dark. You can't tell people that you have, that this is GMO stuff. We're going to censor that. And they go to Washington to get that done because they were losing that fight at the state and local level. And so I forget what the act was called, but we all called it the Dark Act. Let's call this the Fear Act. And the Senate has now passed this virus relief bill. They did it 90-8. That's what I'm saying. There's nobody to vote for, really. Yeah, Rand Paul and some other people in there. But other than that, Mitch McConnell, the Senate's going to stay in session until we finish phase three, the next bill, and send it over to the House. There you go. And that's what he said, just like that. The Federal Reserve has had three emergency responses in the last 2 days. The Senate has passed an emergency virus relief bill. And they're saying we're going to do something else because they know that these measures aren't going to work, folks. You know they're not going to work. All it does is make government bigger. And then they can say, I'm the wartime president. Yeah, you are at war with us. As I said the other day, you impose sanctions on the American people that are worse than you impose on Iran. You are at war with the American people. That's who you're at war with. They'll probably go to war with China just so that we can see them as heroes. You know, when you look at this, it's absolutely amazing to see what is happening here. We've got RT questioning the experts. Are we in danger of listening too much to experts, to politicians who are listening to experts? I think we are. And he points out, you know, from mad cow disease to SARS to bird flu, the scientists and the politicians have always warned us of impending catastrophes, and they always got it badly wrong. This is every time I talk to John Rappaport, he goes, you remember this? Well, here's what actually happened. You know, we didn't really have a swine flu epidemic, but we had a lot of people that were injured with a vaccine. You remember how many times these people cried wolf? But now we got to believe them. And even though they were crying wolf and screaming, we're all going to die, they never did this before, right? Not even with Ebola. So, as this writer says, we should retain a degree of skepticism. For decades, scientists and politicians have warned us about the big one, a major pandemic on the scale of the Spanish flu. That's what everybody is talking about. A decade ago, it was the H1N1 swine flu. It was the SARS epidemic in 2003. It was going to be a major pandemic. Perhaps it would be the big one. Or maybe the big one would be the H5N1 bird flu outbreak in 2005. But they turned out to be minor events. Not even really a blip. And you know, when you look at the Spanish flu, the number of people who died from the Spanish flu, even by the largest estimates, was less than the number of people who died from Mao's Cultural Revolution, the Great Leap Forward. Even the lowest estimate, of the number of people that Mao killed in order to establish his power. There was no problem. He created the problem, just like now. So I said yesterday, yeah, there's a lot of elements of Marxism. There's a big Christmas wish list of the Marxists. There's a wish list for the Republicans who always want war as well. They both have got their shopping list out. Hey, Santa, I'll be a real good boy. You give me everything on that list. Are we going to do that? But, yeah, Mao killed more people by the lowest estimate than the Spanish flu killed by the highest estimate. And that's just one communist event, one socialist event. That's not talking about what's happened in other countries and central planning just in general. Of course, we've had the Y2K millennial bug. We've had a lot of different things. In the UK, we had the mad cow disease panic in 1995. It was going to kill hundreds of thousands of people. And so should you be cynical? Yes. I would say not just skeptical. I would say cynical. we now have Republican voters who are very, very cynical about this President Trump. According to a recent poll, only 40% of Republicans believe the coronavirus is a real threat, compared to 76% of Democrats. The Democrats still believe the P dossier. They still believe that Putin put you in office. They're not going to vote for you. And quite frankly, if you shut down all the mom-and-pop stores and you unemploy more than you keep this unemployment here for 18 months like they're talking about now, you do that, you're not only going to lose the election, you're going to start a civil war. It's going to be that simple. As Gerald Celente has said, when people lose everything, they lose everything. They lose it. So if you want to rely on behavioral science to try to manipulate people, good luck with that. It wasn't Winston Churchill, but it was an editor for the Irish Homestead that said, our theory, which we've often put forward, is that experts ought to be on tap and not on top. We have had during our career a long and intimate knowledge of experts, most interesting men in their own specialty to which they devoted themselves. But this special knowledge they have, they're otherwise generally foolish and ignorant as any person could be if you picked them off of the street. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others
are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now.
There can no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis. But it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people. It's a beautiful world outside, but inside the halls of government, inside the corridors of the mega corporations and tyrannical regimes like China and the Communist Party that runs it, there is a raw desire for power and control over people. And now we learn from an MIT tipster. We even got the documents and were able to search them and then discover that it was accurate information, actually in the public domain, that Bill and Melinda Gates are preparing an embedded digital tattoo under your skin to show that you're not infected with coronavirus so you can travel and buy and sell. The Mark of the Beast, 666, is here. We've all heard of the strike. It's a socialist and communist tactic, but sometimes populist movements have used the strike. You can have labor strikes. You can have people that also boycott and refuse to use a company or a service. And many times when the people actually get together and move in mass with a strike, it has a great effect, and some good things have come out of it. But now we are seeing a globalist corporate strike by shutting down key institutions at key times, led by big tech over a month ago, to then set the precedent to shut down small companies and businesses across the world. But notice, the big globalist corporations and the big box stores, they are all exempt. This is more than just martial law training. This is the globalist trying to create a worldwide depression they can blame on Trump, and they even admit they're doing it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Chain. We weren't blowing smoke. We actually have. The people who ordered it have either gotten it or they will be getting it. Nevertheless, we're also telling you that it's getting difficult to get nutritional supplements as well. You're also going to have trouble getting medicine. So you want to make sure that you get your supply in now, that you have products that are going to help to support your health. And now is the time to do it because the supply chains are melting down. Look, we're not all going to die from the virus. But we could die from the civil unrest. We could die from what is the effects of this greater depression that is being mandated on us by governments worldwide. That is a very real risk. That's why I've spent so much time on that. I'm going to talk about the medical side of this here in just a moment. We have some comments from Dr. Ben Carson. President Trump needs to be listening to Dr. Ben Carson and not to these Obama bureaucrats in charge of the NIH and the CDC, these people who have been there forever, ever, right? They never get removed. And they did not do any of this for any of these other pandemics and epidemics that they cried wolf about. So President Trump needs to be a little bit skeptical about this. He needs to start listening to the right people, and he needs to take effective action, leadership, to stop this. He's leading in the wrong way. Nevertheless, the real concern is, what are we going to do? What are we going to do as our supply chain shuts down? As we have, right now, we've got oil is dropping very, very low. So you're going to see that temporarily as a lower price at the pumps until the Democrats can increase the gas taxes before you notice, hopefully, they think. And they're working on that in Virginia and other places to make sure that you don't notice the decrease in oil prices. But look, it's going to have a big effect on us here as well, because that is targeted by the globalists and also by Saudi Arabia and the Soviet Union. They are in a price war with each other, and both of them are in a war with our own domestic suppliers. You know, we became not only self-sufficient energy-wise, but we started exporting energy, and they are coming after that aspect here in America. So we have a real a crisis here economically, and you need to prepare for that. We still have most all of our products at InfoWarsStore.com available, but they're running out in many categories. We do have a few items that are on sale as well. Take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. I'll tell you about a couple of those. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 40% off. Great way to get the essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids without taking a lot of pills. We also have Ultra 12. That's also in a liquid format. Great-tasting liquid format, vitamin B12. Methylcobalamin is going to be the best way that you're going to get B12, even better than an injection, because you don't get injected. I'd much rather swallow something than get an injection. But you can get either one of those 40% off, or get them together for 50% off. DNA Force Plus to protect your telomeres. You know, we keep talking about how this affects people who are above a certain age, right? 65, disproportionately. Well, you know, what is it that is really the essential thing that starts your body breaking down? They can predict kind of your chronological age and your life expectancy by looking at how long the telomeres are. That's, you know, if you think of it, your DNA strands as a twisted shoestring. The telomeres on the end are the caps that keeps that shoestring from unraveling. And it gradually gets smaller and smaller over the years as your DNA is replicating. The Amish famously have telomeres that are about 10% longer than other people, and they have very healthy lives. If you want to make sure that you slow down that rate of decline, DNA Force has proven to be very effective. The active ingredient in that, PQQ. That is now available at 40% off single bottles, 50% off for 2, 5, or 10 pack. And again, that is a very expensive product to produce. And so when you're looking at 40 to 50% off, that is a big savings. We also have Bod Ease. This is a very common ingredient, turmeric. It's known to help your immune system as well as any kind of inflammation. But it's not just turmeric. It's other things that aid turmeric and make it more effective. You can still get Bod Ease at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products that we have there. That is what we depend on to stay open. And so far, we haven't been shut down, but except for social media, Facebook and other places. And Facebook is now censoring Ron Paul based on a PolitiFact fact check that is bogus and mocking, the same way that they have targeted us in the past, not fact check, but outlets like BuzzFeed, The Daily Beast, and so forth. Jokes like that. Bad jokes. CNN, the institutions that have credibility issues, they try to get their credibility up by destroying other people's credibility and deplatforming us because, you know, they're part of the mockingbird press. But nevertheless, this is what happened with Rand Paul. Dr. Paul did a an op-ed piece going back to March 16th. I'll just read you the opening of that because it's essentially what we've been saying here. We're on the same page. Governments love crises because when people are fearful, They're more willing to give up freedoms for promises that the government will take care of them, writes Ron Paul. After 9/11, for example, Americans accepted the near total destruction of their civil liberties and the Constitution in the Patriot Act and its hollow promises of security. Then he goes on to talk about how Fauci is doing this. The chief fearmonger of the Trump administration is without a doubt Anthony Fauci, head of the NIH's infectious diseases section. Fauci is all over the media, serving up outright falsehoods to stir up even more panic. You know, Dr. Ron Paul despises Fauci about as much as I do. We're on the same page. On Face the Nation, Fauci did his best to further damage an already tanking economy by stating, right now, personally myself, I wouldn't go to a restaurant. And he's pushed for closing the entire country down for 14 days. Well, you know, time moves on. That was 3 days ago. And now Fauci and others want, you know, this document that was put out to President Trump on Friday. That's now been leaked so that we can all see the future that they're planning for us. And they're talking about, we got to lock everything down, not for 14 days, but for 18 months until we got a vaccine ready. Well, you know, Dr. Paul goes through and questions some of the math behind the panic. And because of that, he was attacked and mocked by PolitiFact and then censored now by Facebook. At issue is Dr. Paul's statement that the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director Fauci's claim that the coronavirus is, quote, 10 times more deadly than the seasonal influenza virus is without any scientific basis. It has no mathematic basis either. I just explained to you how if you look at what they're doing, they are inflating the lethality of the coronavirus by comparing estimated cases to actual cases, estimated deaths from the flu, which they've inflated, deflated the fatality rate by a factor of 100, and then comparing that to the actual number of deaths from the coronavirus. And by the way, it's a very small population. And that ought to be yet another red flag. You know, when you got such a small population. Nevertheless, because he said that, they point out that PolitiFact, quote, fact-checked him, literally drenched in sarcasm and bias, with Ron Paul being described as sometimes conspiracy-minded Texas doctor. That's the way they described Ron Paul. Isn't that amazing? I guess, you know, when we look at credentials, and how people are worshipped, you know, we have, as I've talked about before, you had Langley, you know, Dr. Samuel Pierpont Langley. He was an astronomer, a physicist, an inventor of the bolometer, not the BS-ometer, but the bolometer. And he was an aviation pioneer, and he was also secretary of the Smithsonian. Today we would say director of the Smithsonian. Now this guy, Dr. Samuel Pierpont Langley, was trying to create a flying machine. He couldn't do it because he was going with the conventional wisdom that was in the lift tables that somebody else had done and that was wrong. But because he was so much of an academic, he could not question those fundamental assumptions. Instead, you had the Wright brothers, who I'm sure that PolitiFact would, since they described Ron Paul as a sometimes conspiracy-minded Texas doctor, they'd probably refer to the Wright brothers as a couple of homeschooled bicycle mechanics. Now, they were able to do what this Dr. Samuel Pierpont Langley was unable to do because they questioned the assumptions. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany and the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage, saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate, to control the population. And now it's here, and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening, in-your-face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down, and then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum.
It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago, the ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city, and we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high-quality water filtration, and they need high-quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and, of course, our high-quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil and, of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about how the establishment loves its own. It loves authority figures. It loves people like Dr. Samuel Pierpont Langley, astronomer, physicist, inventor of the bolometer, aviation pioneer, and failure to get a flying machine. It's kind of funny. The you got the Wright brothers, high flying machines up there in the Smithsonian where he was a third director, but not his. I mean, maybe they've got it up. They probably did put a model up of his failed thing, because he was director there. I don't know. But before we move on, I looked up that bolometer. I was like, what in the world is that? I have no idea what that was. That was something that he used to measure electromagnetic radiation. Oh, we could use that today to fight 5G, couldn't we? Actually, what he did was he measured heat in materials that were created by electromagnetic radiation. See, people knew that back in 1878. And so, Dr. Samuel Pierpont Langley isn't all bad. We could learn something from him. or you could go back and you could look at the research of Dr. Alan Fry, who talked about the biological effects of radiation, electromagnetic radiation, especially microwave radiation. Just like the radar range. The technicians who are working on radar, they said, hey, it's heating up my coffee, because they didn't shield it, right? They didn't realize it was heating up their guts as well. But it wasn't shielded, so they started talking about that. And they were, they turned it into the microwave ovens. That's why they called the first microwave ovens from Mana radar ranges. But then in a similar way, Dr. Fry, when he was working for the Navy, he had a technician come in. He said, I'm staying next to this device here. I can hear things. Kind of like what we just had down in Cuba and we had in China and so forth. The technicians are, I'm hearing this clicking thing and now I'm getting all kinds of things happening with my brain and so forth. Go back and look at the research of Dr. Alan Fry. It's actually called the Fry effect. They documented it. He was also able to go back and say, if I inject blood in the, or inject dye into the blood of rodents or humans, then I can see that when I subject the rats or the humans to microwave radiation, it breaks down the blood-brain barrier and virus, bacteria, as well as toxins pass from the blood into the brain. We could go back and dig up that bolometer from Dr. Samuel Pierpont Langley and learn something about that. But as we're talking about people who are experts, right? About things. I see this article here. Organized crime? Robberies by suspects wearing virus masks are reported all across the East Coast. You mean people are putting on masks? Maybe they're wearing white coats like Fauci and robbing us blind, robbing us of our liberties, robbing us of our due process, robbing us of our economy. You know, those kinds of thieves, suspects. You know, there's a Texas man that was just arrested because he went on social media and he said, I tested positive for coronavirus, because, you know, it's something now of a status symbol. We got people like Tom Hanks and Idris Elba, or is that his name? The British actor. Idris Elba, that's his name, right? And so they're talking about this, and everybody's very concerned about them. And so it's like, you know, a lot of people do this with cancer. They'll say, hey, you know, I came down with cancer. Send me money or whatever. Send me your sympathy. So this guy did it, freaked out all the people who've been in contact with him. And so the people in Texas arrested him for a misdemeanor thing of creating alarm. Maybe what we should do is have these same Texas Rangers go get Dr. Fauci, because he basically has created mass panic, a global depression. And while you're at it, you might also arrest those son of a guns at the NIH for pushing out bioweapon research, gain of function research. It was made illegal, and these guys continued it even when it was illegal, and then got it legalized again.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements, and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. All right, I've told you about how the CDC lies in their figures and how Fauci and the rest of them are lying to you, how the WHO executive lied to you. What they're doing is they're comparing apples to oranges. They are comparing actual cases and actual deaths that they attribute to the coronavirus, even though, as we've seen, more than 80% of the small number of cases that we've had here in the United States, 99% of the cases in Italy, where they have a larger number of people. The Italian government released their statistics last Friday, and 99% of the people had a lot of other serious health issues before they got sick. And the average age of the person who died in Italy was 80.3 years. And here in the United States, they say that, according to the CDC's figures, 80% of those who died were over the age of 65 and had a lot of other health issues, just like we're seeing in Italy. Now, of those other people, by their age, we still don't know, even if they're somewhere between 20 and 64, we don't know if they didn't also have other health issues as well. Right? But what they do is they're looking at the number of people who are actually tested for the flu and the number of people who actually died for the regular flu, and they come up with a death rate of 10%. And then they have the estimated number of people who they believe might have the flu. They were not tested, but they just estimate that. And so that gives them a denominator that is 100 times larger. And so the death rate, the estimated death rate, is 0.1% versus 10%. 100 times smaller, because they estimated it up, the number of cases. But what these WHO officials and these people like Fauci are doing when they lie to you is they compare the actual number of deaths, in other words, real deaths, and regardless of cause, they say, well, they had the coronavirus, so we're going to call that the coronavirus, even if they had been struggling with cancer for 5 years. will say they died of the coronavirus. Or even if they're, you know, 95 and they got high blood pressure and bad heart and so forth, and they get the coronavirus and they die. It's the coronavirus. But even just saying that it's only the coronavirus that killed him, they compare the actual number of deaths to the estimated and deflated death rates by the CDC and say, look at that. It's 10 times greater. No, it's not. No, it's not. But let's give you something that will make you more calm. Let's talk about some prescription medication here. We've got Dr. Carson, who President Trump should be listening to, saying the virus, this virus, is like other viruses, and it should be treated the same way. You know, why don't we treat this the same way we did Ebola or SARS or bird flu or swine flu that were all going to kill us, right? Why don't we treat it the same way we did those? No, no, no. This is different. We have to shut down the entire world economy because this is different from Ebola, SARS, MERS, bird flu, swine flu, all those. No, it's different. And it's invisible. It's everywhere. You're going to die. Here's Dr. Ben Carson, video clip number 5.
There Absolutely. Is so much evidence mounting that this virus is moving faster than measures to contain it here in the U.S. One expert told the American Hospital Association that close to 100 million Americans could eventually be infected with the virus. You've said you want to be transparent, that you don't want to sugarcoat the news. Should Americans be braced for these kinds of numbers?
There is no question that we should be informed about how we should manage our own lives. It's very important for people to understand that this virus is like other viruses, should be treated the same way. So we have flu seasons that come up frequently, and there are certain precautions that you take during that time to make sure that you don't contract the virus. Bear in mind that there is a certain segment of our society that's particularly vulnerable. Those would include people who have underlying medical conditions and elderly, and particularly elderly who have underlying medical conditions. And so certain precautions should be taken. If we take those precautions, then we have much more ability to contain the spread of the disease. Also, it's very important for people to understand that the vast majority of people who actually contract the virus are only going to have flu-like symptoms or less. Many of them will be asymptomatic altogether. So, you know, there's a little bit of exaggeration in terms of what happens if you contract the virus.
That's not what I was asking. I think those are important cautions you mentioned right there.
Yeah, I wanted to blame President Trump somehow. And we'll talk about that aspect of this because this is the third attempt at a coup. And it's also being done by the deep state. This is just a different group of deep staters, right? You know, we've had the FBI, we've had the NSA people, the intelligence communities. They've come after President Trump. We've had the National Security Council, quote-unquote whistleblowers, who came after President Trump. And now we have the health bureaucracy that's come after President Trump to try to get him thrown out. And, of course, the press is always inflating those figures, just like they inflated the estimated versus actual numbers to take down the death rate for regular flu and to bring it up for the coronavirus. And so Dr. Carson is right. You should take precautions. Nobody wants to get sick. The older you are, the less able you are to handle any kind of illness. And the more conditions you have in terms of high blood pressure, heart, things like that, you want to make sure that you take precautions. But, you know, it's interesting. He said take the same kind of precautions that we always take. Fauci and Collins were in charge in 2014 when Ebola got out of control in Dallas. You had the patient there. Two nurses were infected, and you had the local officials that Obama, you know, lifted up and celebrated, who go in there without any protective clothing, walk around, and then come back out and go to a press conference with all the reporters and didn't do any kind of hygiene. He took no precautions. They took no precautions with Ebola. None whatsoever. Not with Ebola, where 80% of the people die, but we know when 80% of the people have mild symptoms. Oh, we got to shut down the global economy. Yeah, so why don't you take the same precautions that you did with Ebola? I would be satisfied with that. I'd be satisfied if you treated this like Ebola, Fauci. But you've got a whole different agenda, and so does the press. And now, this is going to have real effects on all of us because cancer patients, heart patients, they're being kicked out of the hospital because as soon as somebody gets a drive-by test, and we talked about that yesterday with John Rappaport, how that's these tests are not reliable, certainly not in a drive-by environment. The only thing that it can do, I mean, we have a lot of false negatives. We have a lot of false positives with these things. But if they get a positive, you're going to go straight to the hospital or to quarantine. And then they're going to kick other people out of the hospital who really need it. Cancer patients, what they call elective surgeries, which would be early stage cancers, you know, because we want to wait until it's too late to do anything about it, right? We're going to face critical ethical dilemmas, not just in cancer care, but in medical care in general, they said. Yeah, here's one of the dilemmas that you're going to have, a drug shortage. Because why? When you panic everybody, you create a shortage for everything. From toilet paper to food to drugs, because you panicked everybody. And now we got Dr. Scott Gottlieb, former commissioner of the FDA, another bureaucrat in Washington. And he's out there doing an interview with the National Interest. And Gottlieb says, well, when it comes to therapeutics, the first thing we've got to do is develop a vaccine. This is where these people are. The FDA saying you cannot use your own stem cells to cure your own disease, prohibiting that for the first time. And yet, what do we have to do? Well, the first thing we got to do is develop a vaccine. And then he goes on to say, we've never developed a vaccine for a coronavirus. There are certain things that we don't really understand. See, a coronavirus is any kind of cold or flu. Oh, but this is a novel coronavirus, and they've never done it before. It's a very novel technology, and this is a novel virus. And so we don't really know what we're going to do. But, you know, meanwhile, while they have declared that they have the power to stop all stem cells, in China they say they've got a stem cell injection that's going to be a breakthrough for the coronavirus. Oh, that's prohibited by the FDA.
Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com. For X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%.
The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, I was looking at the pronouncements of Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former FDA commissioner, who was now out, but he's not the FDA commissioner now. And I don't know if he was the one that was responsible for the FDA shutting down stem cells or not. Stem cells from your own body. These are not stem cells taken from an aborted baby. They have tried that, and they found that people who did that got cancer. How's that for reaping what you sow? Or as the atheist would say, karma. But nevertheless, there are ways that you can get safe and very effective stem cell treatment. And now we have a doctor in Wuhan. His name is actually Dr. Wu. Dr. Wu of Wuhan. He runs a lab in Wuhan. He claims that he's discovered a treatment for the deadly virus, reports the Daily Mail. He is an expert in stem cell therapy. He said he has successfully treated 9 patients who were hospitalized with novel coronavirus pneumonia. The patients, mostly elderly and living in Wuhan, had developed serious breathing issues as well as overwhelming inflammation in their lungs. And he said, well, you know, we know that stem cells have the ability to rebuild tissue. And so does the FDA, even though they've shut it down. Now, he talks about the fact that they were absolutely astounded that it cured 100% of the patients. But, you know, if he was here in the United States, the FDA would tell him, shut up, and then they would shut down his clinic if he said something like that. You can't say that. You can't tell people that you gave this to 9 people and 100% of them were cured. Dr. Kristen Camilla had given stem cell treatments to over 8,000 patients. She had seen people cured of Alzheimer's. Maybe I'm getting Alzheimer's. Who knows? She had seen people cured of autism. She'd seen them cured of a wide variety of diseases, from rheumatoid arthritis to muscular dystrophy. She'd seen people who had just, all the diseases that come on with old age. As a matter of fact, Mel Gibson's father, who he had taken to the best clinics, he thought, in the U.S., Mayo Clinic and other places. They said, sorry, there's nothing else we can do. He's just old. He's going to die. And you know, he's got so many different things that are wrong with him. They took him down to a clinic in Panama because these types of procedures are not allowed in the United States by the FDA. And they treated Mel Gibson's father down in Panama. He talked about this on the Joe Rogan show. And he said they brought his father in on a stretcher, and he was there getting the stem cell treatments for like 3 or 4 days. And he walked out on his own. He's been fine ever since. He'd been given just a few days to live because he had so many things wrong with him. And it was just, sorry, it's just old age. We can't do anything about it. See, stem cells help to rejuvenate. And I get all these panicked emails from people saying, look at the x-ray pictures of young people and how this flu has affected their lungs. Well, it does that with all the different flus. And you want to know how you rebuild that? You don't do it by injecting people with toxic poison. You do it by injecting them with stem cells, the basic building blocks of your body. Do I have your attention now about stem cells? Because it's been basically a big, we don't really care that the FDA has shut down all stem cells. They've confiscated stem cells of people who have used, taken their own stem cells out of their own bodies to be used to heal themselves. They shut down Dr. Kristen Camilla because she was so amazed and excited about this, just like this doctor in Wuhan. He said, I treated 9 patients. Every single one of them got better. One of them was 100 years old. He partnered with an American stem cell company called Blue Horizon International. And they said, miraculously, it's claimed that they all made a complete recovery within just days of receiving the treatment. Of course, yeah, we've seen this many times. But you do this in America, and the FDA will take everything that you've got. If you're a doctor who comes up with a cure, and you're not part of the big pharmaceutical establishment, that these people at the FDA, these criminals at the FDA and the CDC and the NIH who are shutting down the rest of our economy now, they will shut you down if you've got a non-patented procedure. They've never regulated procedures. They've never told people that you can't treat yourself with your own stem cells. Never done that before. But now they're claiming that they have the authority to do that because they claimed that they have the authority to regulate food and drugs, which under the Constitution, they don't have the authority to do that either. There's no authority for the FDA any more than there is any authority in the Constitution for the DEA. There's no authority for any of that. You know, Jeff Sessions, Mr. Reefer Madness himself, knew that he had no authority to overturn state regulations and state elections that legalized medical marijuana, as well as even recreational marijuana. He had no authority. There was no constitutional amendment giving him that authority, like they had to prohibit alcohol. That failed experiment. And so Jeff Sessions wouldn't do anything about it because he knew he didn't have any authority. He didn't want you to know that he doesn't have any authority over any of this stuff. The FDA has no authority over this stuff either. If you would have a state government somewhere that really valued the health of their citizens and said, go pound sand to the FDA, just like they did to the DEA over marijuana, medical marijuana. And if you had a state where they said, we're going to let people treat themselves with their own stem cells or whatever, we're going to legalize that. Do it like they did in Japan. Japan said, you prove to us that it doesn't hurt you to take out fat cells, put them in a centrifuge and reinject them into your body. You prove to us that that doesn't hurt anybody. That's not too hard to do. It's my own stem cells. And then we will allow you to proceed for, you know, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, whatever the number of years is. And you can show, if you prove to us first that it's safe, then you've got a number of years to show that it's effective. And then if you can prove to us that it's effective after that, then we'll allow you to continue to do it. Otherwise, if you can't show that it's effective, we're going to shut you down. Why can't we do that in the United States if they really cared about our health? No, they care about the profits of the big pharmaceutical companies. So if you're so afraid of the coronavirus, instead of shutting down the global economy, why don't you let people use stem cells? How about that? Why don't you get on the phone and call the government, say, call off your dogs? When I look at a crisis like this, the first thing I think about is not how can the government come in and save me, but what can we do to get these government parasites off of our backs and make our life a little bit easier so we can deal with this issue? And this is one of the things that we can do. Yeah, they can stop taxing us as much. You know, they can call off some of their regulations. They can call off their unconstitutional prohibitions as well. Dr. Wu and BHI only use stem cells that are taken from the umbilical cord placenta. And this is important. Many of you rightfully object. to using stem cells taken from aborted babies. As a matter of fact, they use cell lines that were taken from aborted babies to test vaccines and manufacture some of them. That's why people have ethical concerns about ethical and religious concerns about vaccines in the first place. But you don't have to do that. You can take it from the placenta, which is thrown away, and then you can use it to help people, even people 100 years old, repair their bodies in just a couple of days and walk away from the coronavirus.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a beautiful world outside, but inside the halls of government, inside the corridors of the mega corporations and tyrannical regimes like China and the Communist Party that runs it, there is a raw desire for power and control over people. And now we learn from an MIT tipster. We even got the documents and were able to search them and then discover that it was accurate information actually in the public domain. That Bill and Melinda Gates are preparing an embedded digital tattoo under your skin to show that you're not infected with coronavirus so you can travel and buy and sell. The Mark of the Beast, 666, is here. The talking points are all the same. Everything is choreographed by the Western media and every authoritarian regime on the planet that lusts after power and control. Their globalist system has been challenged. Humanity has awoken to them. And so they use the man-made virus to create scenes out of a science fiction dystopia novel to scare the population into submission. And then they launch their global corporate strike against the Western world and against the average person and the average saver, the average homeowner, the average small business owner. That's why the big mega corporations are exempt and they all get to stay open. The mom and pops all have to close according to them. It's a corporate strike against we the people. It's a corporate strike. The Wuhan virus and the whole operation is a globalist corporate strike against the nation, state, and individuals. The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than the last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities, until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers. And of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this, so remember who your enemies are.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Mayday, Mayday, we have Marxism on parade. And of course, that is the day that all the Marxists go on parade. I always thought that was kind of ironic, you know. Code name for when your plane is going down. So that's the day that the Marxists, the socialists, hold their big military parades. And quite frankly, what we're seeing right now is Marxism, statism, socialism, whatever you want to call it. Look, it's totalitarianism. Controlling from a central location, everything about the economy without any restrictions, every detail of our life. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Doesn't that sound like President Trump's emergency plan they just enacted? I'm going to fix everything. And we've got Republicans who are demanding that he fix everything, right? Everybody. Oh, yeah, President Trump, he's got to fix everything. You ought to have the integrity and the intelligence to tell us that he can't. He doesn't have the authority to do that. He doesn't have the ability to do that. Nobody is smart enough to do that. It's not 4D chess. It's hubris to think that you can do that. That's why we have markets. In a marketplace, think of this as a very old, very, very old and slow central processing unit versus a very fast distributed neural network where decisions are being made and, you know, decision making is distributed everywhere. People are constantly making decisions, and those decisions are constantly fine tuning the marketplace on a regular basis. If the government leaves us alone, leave us alone. And this is an ancient understanding of the free marketplace, which we don't have here in America, strictly speaking, on anything. But we're now losing the last vestiges of that. Adam Smith talked about that as the invisible hand. It's everybody making all these collective decisions, and he didn't have the analogy that we have out of computer science today to talk about a neural network. I've talked about elections. Well, you know, when I go to the shopping, when I go to the grocery store or the shop, shopping center, whatever, I make choices, right? I've got a lot of different choices about everything, you know? I have a half different choices of ketchup. Not anymore. Ketchup is all gone off of the store shelves. Because they've panicked everybody. But you know, when they shut down the Soviet Union and the Russians started getting their first taste for a generation, 70 years, they hadn't had any freedom. Everything had been centrally planned and distributed from one location, like we're talking about doing now because of an ordinary flu. And I'm saying it. It's an ordinary flu. Looking at the CDC's numbers, the numbers don't look as bad as a regular flu. If you look at their real numbers, actual cases tested, actual deaths, 10% of the people, according to the CDC, die of flu. But then, of course, they estimate. Oh, no, we had millions of cases. We didn't test them. We just estimated it, right? And I've talked about that before. When they try to push the flu vaccine, panicking people to get your regular flu shot. I've had Del Bigtree on. We've shown you the documents where they sent out the stuff to doctors and said, somebody comes in with a cold or flu-like symptoms, just say they have the flu. Don't send it in to be tested. We don't have the time to do that. We don't have all the tests to do that. They do that every year. Why is this any different? It's not. So they inflate the number of cases just with an estimate. And then that takes their fatality rate down by a factor of 100. But then they take that estimated number that's down by a factor of 100 and they compare it to the actual number of tested coronavirus cases and the people who died. And they say, look at this, it's more deadly. 1.5%. And yet, can you even say that it was the coronavirus that killed those people? 80% of them had a lot of other issues, and they were older than 65. And we don't even know about the additional issues that the people between 20 and 64 had. But nevertheless, we have Marxism on parade. And so what do we see as the cure in Italy? Well, it's being reported by Yahoo News. No layoffs and reduced rent. That is the quote-unquote Italian cure for the pandemic, they say. And this is coming from the Italian government, you know, the same people whose healthcare system is melting down. Even Joe Biden said They have an overburdened healthcare system because they tried to control it all, and it hasn't worked for them before this, and now it has absolutely crashed. And no, Bernie, that your idea of replicating the Italian healthcare system is not going to solve the coronavirus. It's actually going to make everything worse for us. But when we look at this, what does this do? You say, well, businesses, you can't lay off anybody, but we're going to close your business. And, you know, these people don't have any money. They say, now, how do they not have any money if you can't lay them off? But now we're going to pretend that they were laid off and they don't have any money. So you can't charge them as much rent. So they're not solving the problem. See, this is Marxism written large. You don't solve the problem. You just push the problem off onto other people and say you solved it. And what the Marxists hate is private ownership of anything. And so when you say no layoffs, and so these businesses that you've now forced to close, you've mandated the businesses close, but they're still going to have to pay salaries. So what you've done is you've pushed this economic meltdown onto the business owners. And then you pretend that these people who've not been laid off, they're still getting a salary, but they can't pay their rent, so you're going to have to reduce the rent. Now what have you done? Now you've pushed this off onto the property owners because you don't want anybody to own any property, right? So the solution to the coronavirus is to destroy small businesses and private property. That's really the solution. Because what will happen is there's no relief for the business owners. You shut them down, but you make them continue to pay their employees. They have no income. They only have expenses. They go bankrupt. Bankrupt. That means the bankers, the banksters, take what they've got. And believe me, the banks will. So the banks will take the property. The banks will take the businesses. And the banks love Marxism, don't they? Don't they? That's why you had the German Central Bank give Vladimir Lenin $10 million in gold and put him on a sealed train to go from Switzerland to Russia to start the communist revolution. That's funny. You know, you would think, wouldn't you, that bankers are the ultimate in capitalism and that they would hate Marxism? No, no, no. It doesn't work that way at all. They sell you on this idea of a false dichotomy, and you don't realize that behind the scenes, these people are actually partners. Actually partners. So, yeah, that's the Italian cure, Marxism. Spain has nationalized all of its private hospitals. Oh, here we go again. See, the solution, like we've been told by that Cuban aficionado. Actually, it's not Cuba, but it's Castro they love. I like Cuba. I don't like Castro. but de Blasio likes Castro. And so he's saying, we got to nationalize critical industries. You know, anything that is important, they want to run it by the government. And I got to ask you, Republicans, when you're out there begging President Trump to somehow cure the coronavirus or do something to give us all checks or something, are you the same way? Does it really come down to the point when if it's something that you think is really important, you think the federal government ought to do it? That the president ought to do it? When are we going to have a president who recognizes that he has limited powers and that he should have limited powers, that he doesn't try to take powers that he doesn't have? Wouldn't that be a refreshing change? You know, the National Interest said they had an article about a month ago now, 2 weeks ago. I went to a socialism conference last year, Consider Me Scared, and they got a picture of a scowling Bernie Sanders there. And then you have other people writing about CPAC and saying, CPAC, they can't even counter any of these arguments. That's the problem that we've got here. And that's why we keep ratcheting towards centralized command control procedures on every detail of our life. We are ratcheting down to totalitarianism. First, slowly, then rapidly, right now. We'll be right back.
It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany and the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage, saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here, and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening, in-your-face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down, and then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are melting down, intentionally melting down the economy. And we have AP. You can always count on AP to push the government globalist line. Oh, yeah. Don't say illegal immigrant. They are undocumented migrants. Don't say pro-life. You are anti-abortion rights. And on and on and on. Right? Lecturing us how to talk. And they're saying now, you know, the problem is we've got American attitudes. It makes this virus response a really hard sell because the LA Times puts it, the coronavirus poses a dreadful choice for global leaders. You either wreck your economy or lose millions of lives. That's not the choice. That's not the choice. These people always give us two choices. Do you want to shoot yourself in the head or you want to swallow hemlock? No, actually, I think I'm not going to do either one of those. Thank you. It's the false dichotomy. You know that here you two, I will define what your choices are. Here they are. There are no other choices. Don't listen to anybody else. It's just a conspiracy theory. So President Trump says, here's our two choices. It's an invisible enemy that we're at war with. We're at war with a virus, says Joe Biden. Does it sound like we've got much of a choice? No, we don't. The Republican-Democrat Party are a false dichotomy, folks. We need to have something else come along. We need to have something else that isn't going to try to aggrandize the federal government, some other group of leaders that are not going to try to centralize everything as they feather their own nests. I'm sick of Washington, and this ought to be the final straw for all of you as well, quite frankly. It's just disgusting to think that, well, you know, you're going to lose millions of lives or you're going to wreck your economy. We're not going to lose millions of lives unless we wreck the economy. That's exactly what the two of those things go together. You wreck the economy, you lose millions of lives. It's not a choice. That's one thing. The layoffs are just starting. The forecasts are bleak. State unemployment websites are crashing. As a matter of fact, I pointed out the first one to crash, of course, is New York. incompetent, more than anybody else, perhaps. But as NBC puts it, from Oregon to New York and Washington, D.C., and New Jersey and on and on and on. One person whose Twitter account says that they're from Columbus, Ohio, said the website in her area can only handle about three people at a time, apparently. Three people at a time. There you go. And you just crash. There's the government right there to help you. They are so competent. We should let them run every aspect of our life, shouldn't we? And just run it into the ground. Again, that analogy that the epidemiologist had when he was deconstructing these bogus numbers, the epidemiologist from Stanford, he said, let's understand what's going on here. This is kind of analogous to an elephant who gets freaked out by a cat. And he starts dancing around because he's afraid of the cat, and he falls off the cliff. That's exactly what's happening, except they are stomping us to death before they fall off the cliff. I'd be happy to just see the elephants jump off the cliff, Republicans. Because no matter what you do, Republicans, you'll never be able to appease these Hitlers and the Democrat Party, just like Neville Chamberlain couldn't. So we got GM, we got Ford, we got Fiat Chrysler. They're all closing U.S. factories due to the coronavirus. 25 different factories with 150,000 union workers. Union workers, how about that? Nearly 20% of households. This is the poll that came out. This is from NPR, PBS. And they did this poll, folks, last Friday and Saturday. And they show that already 18% of households had had layoffs and reduced hours. Now, the big stuff didn't hit until this week. I mean, this GM stuff. GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler, all the major automobile manufacturers. And it's not just the big three that we used to think of as American because, you know, Chrysler's owned now by Fiat because Obama gave it away to them. But it's not just them. I mean, we have a lot of domestic automobile manufacturing going on by Toyota and Honda. They're closing down their facilities as well. So it's much bigger than just the 150,000 that we talk about as being the big three. And that just happened. And we just had, like here in Austin, it wasn't until Tuesday, the 17th, 3 to 4 days after this poll was finished, that you had idiots like the Marxist here in Austin shutting down all restaurants by fiat. And this is hitting lower income households for the most part, those making $50,000 per year, at least a quarter of them, had the most significant cuts, experienced the most loss of hours. And then over the next 3 months, the U.S. Restaurant Association projects not a loss of 150,000 automobile manufacturing jobs with GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler. They project not 150,000 jobs lost in their industry, in the restaurant industry. They project up to 7 million jobs lost over 3 months. Because they're putting out that 18-month figure. They know that this is not going to last through the election. Because by that amount of time, after 6 months of this stuff, I think we all would throw the rascals out. But they're going to say, well, you know, it's probably you need to do it for 18 months, and then they will keep this going until nobody is getting sick of any flus during the summer months. And then they'll say, we saved you. We saved you with all of our drastic measures, and we'll do it again next year. Because next year there'll be another novel flu virus, and they'll shut everything down again. Unless you've got a Democrat elected president, in which case they will pretend not to notice, even if it's something like Ebola coming in. But over the next 3 months, they're going to keep this going, I think. And so, yeah, they probably will lose up to 7 million jobs, and a lot of restaurants will go out of business, and they will have their businesses taken over by the banks, like this New York City caterer who has just lost $500,000 already. And as sovereignman.com points out, the banks are going to be drowning in an ocean of defaults. Don't worry about that, because the government will bail out the banks. The government's not going to bail out all of these mom-and-pop industries. They will bail out the banks. They'll bail out the airlines. They'll even bail out the casino owners, I'm sure. You know, of all things, I mean, the casino owners, they should know what the odds of this are. The casino owners, these are people who profit off of your ignorance of of math, right? And so the casino owners ought to take the forefront if they're worried about losing money. You ought to be at the forefront of explaining these bogus statistics that are being used by Fauci and Collins and the WHO director to shut down our economy. But they're not, because it's a lot easier for them just to take the money in the back door. They know they'll get paid off. It's getting worse as hoarding panic is forcing supermarkets to impose buying limits. Yeah, President Trump, it's not going to work out too well for you when people start shooting each other for food and invading homes. We've already got, Baltimore begging people, stop shooting each other so we can use the hospitals for coronavirus patients. You got Philadelphia telling its police, like I said yesterday, the police commissioner there is named Outlaw. So the police commissioner Outlaw is saying, we're not going to arrest anybody for any property theft, any car theft, any looting. That's fine. Well, I don't want to endanger my officers with a coronavirus. We'll keep a distance of 5 or 6 feet because we can hit you pretty easily with a gun at that distance. But we probably won't do that if they're just stealing from you. We see that over and over again. That's the standard plan from the Democrats. All right, we're out of time today. I just want to remind you that we've got sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We don't know if we're going to be able to restock this stuff, but we do have anywhere between 20 and 50% off across the store. We have an average of 40% off. Food is the first thing that has gone in terms of storable food, but we're also getting a lot of pressure in our supply chain in terms of supplements, vitamins, minerals, and other things that are going to support your health. Things like Bod Ease, it's going to support your immune system and help you to fight inflammation. I say that often, don't I? But of course, if you want to fight inflation, right now is the time to do it. 20 to 50% off, an average of 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We do have immune gargle spray back in stock as well. So take a look. Some of the things that we were out of stock on have come back in, but things are disappearing very, very quickly at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Thank you very much for joining us. And again, I didn't have time to get into martial law. We'll talk about that tomorrow. What are your rights under martial law? And who's going to give them to you? Oh, well, if the government gives them to you, you don't have rights, do you? yeah, that's really the bottom line. But there are some legal issues there as well. And we'll talk about how this is really a coup. We'll get into that more tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.